Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shree Cement Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Sahadeo from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Yusuf. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY24 earnings call of Shree Cement Limited. From the management, we have with us MD Mr. Neeraj Akhoury, Senior Advisor Mr. Ashok Bhandari, and CFO Mr. Subhash Jajoo. So without any further ado, I hand over the call to Mr. Akhoury for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Navin. Good afternoon or good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you all to the earnings call of Shree Cement for the quarter ending December 2023. This quarter has been quite exciting for us on many things. We've just started a new plant in Rajasthan, Namalgarh, which is one of the largest plants in the country and most probably even in the world. But combined with that, we also like to inform you that Shree Cement has been able to roll out what we call our revamped brand strategy to develop and become a more preferred brand for the markets. And I would like to, at the very beginning, take you through what have we done with our new brand strategy and how we believe it will help us to further strengthen our market position. Last one year, we have been researching. We have been asking a lot of questions in the market, doing formal and informal research, and we found that there are areas where we need to redefine our business objectives. One of the business objectives was, and as we have said in the past calls as well, was to enhance our consumer pull in the market as well as grow our premium product business. While doing so, we were very convinced that as a brand, we need to become stronger in the IHB business by offering them a superior, innovative, and a differentiated product. And that was one of the objectives that we took. And all this required us to review our brand architecture. And based on that, we have revamped our brand strategy with a master brand approach. We have launched in the month of January the master brand for all product categories of Shree, which will be under the master brand of Banger. This will be across the markets. There has been a lot of investments to create a new visual identity, to modernize the brand with a new logo as well as with what we do believe is one of the most modern packing designs. In addition, we have now streamlined our premium offering with one premium in the market across the country. We call it Banger Magna, which is a product with very superior formulation and also a very unique packing design. What we are doing today is a heavy multimedia ad campaign showcasing the new brand, Banger master brand. And I'm very happy to say that our brand ambassador for the first phase is Sunny Deol. And with him, we have been able to bring some clutter-breaking advertisement campaign in the market. The first-level response, though it's too early, has been encouraging. We have exposed our ad campaign to about 50% of the target group within the first week itself and received very positive feedback through our follow-up research in terms of the creative quality as well as in terms of interest of the consumers in our brand. In addition, we are doing a lot of parallel activities. We have connected to over 1.5 lakh contractors within 3 weeks and received encouraging reports from them in terms of our product and packing quality. And very happy to say that as we are moving, Magna share in our total sales is also going up sharply. And we believe that we will be able to meet our objectives in the coming months. Going back to, I'm very happy to take more questions on our brand when we start the Q&A. Going in the results, the broad features of the financial results, both YOY and QOQ basis, this is how we would like to summarize this. So December 23 was one of the better quarters, if not the best quarters in last 2-3 years. This was a quarter where we fired all cylinders, volumes was up, realization was up, and cost was down. Sales have increased from about 8 million tons in December 22 to about 8.9 million tons in December 23, achieving a growth rate of roughly about 11%. But more importantly, our utilization rates are now increasing from 72% last year to 77% in the last December. Also, the sales realization was up by about 3% from 4854 to roughly about 5,006 rupees per ton. Very encouraging to see that the average fuel cost is reduced by about 15% from about 2.46 per CV last year to about 1.78 per CV in the last quarter. This contributed to increasing the total EBITDA from rupees 708 crores in December 22 to 1234 crores, a growth of roughly about 74%, while EBITDA per ton was recorded at 1387 rupees per ton against 881 in the last year same quarter. Even on a sequential basis, we see improvement. The volumes were up by about 9% from 8.2 million tons to about 8.9 million tons in December 23. Realizations improved from rupees 4843 per ton to again rupees 5006 per ton, up by 3%. And fuel prices continued their downward trend and were at rupees 1.78 per CV compared to rupees 2.05 in the September 23 quarter. Total EBITDA increased from 870 crore to 1234 crores, registering a growth of roughly about 42% on sequential basis. EBITDA per ton also increased from 1062 per ton to what I said 1387 per ton. Very happy to say we already commissioned our 3.5 million ton Nalgarh plant. Another plant of 3 million tons at Guntur is likely to be commissioned by this quarter end. We have ordered one more cement mill of 3 million tons at our Pali, Rajasthan plant. Accordingly, we are on a target to achieve a capacity of about 75 million tons by March 27, a further step to reach 80 million tons cement capacity by March 2028. On energy front, our capacity stands at 977 megawatt, very close to 1 gigawatt now. And wind power capacity of 73 megawatt has been commissioned in January 24, and another 133 megawatt is likely to be commissioned in the phases over 24-25. This shall take our total power capacity to 1110 megawatt, giving us a power sufficiency of about 65% from the current levels of 61%. This is another step towards a sustainable business model. I have Mr. Ashok Bhandari and Mr. Subhash Jaju with me, along with Mr. Khandelwala, Company Secretary, and I would request them to take you through our financial performance. Mr. Bhandari.
Good afternoon, everyone. I suggest that if you have any questions on the brand strategy or brand thought process, you may please go ahead and ask the question directly to MD. Otherwise, if you may want to go into the financial nitty-gritty, we can start it now itself.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Mr. Naveen Sahadev from ICICI Securities. Please proceed.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on a great set of numbers. On the branding part of it, revamping this entire brand exercise which is being done, I had two questions. One is, do we have milestone or a target to reduce the price gap of Shri, or now of course Bangar, versus a benchmark, let's say any particular benchmark, large company or an average? Do we have a target in mind to narrow the price gap, and over what period of time we are looking at? That's my first question. And second is, apart from this brand revamp, are we also looking to touch upon some of the other technical aspects, such as, let's say, setting strength of the product, or even the plain kind of thing? Are we looking to do some changes with that as well? Thank you.
So thank you, Naveen. As we said, this is the first phase of the exercise in which the objective is to improve our brand awareness. This is technically what we call the top of mind awareness, or TOM, where we have a very definite range that we should go above 50 in the top of mind awareness of the our brands in the market. Price is a subsequent topic. We believe as we have now established very firm standards on quality of our product. Combine this with marketing, we should be able to improve our price position. Having said that, our first target is to make sure that our premium product Magna sells at a better price in the market, in line with the quality which we are offering, in line with the differentiation that we are offering in lines of be it initial strength or be it final strength that we are offering in the market. So that is the first level goal, Naveen, and I'm sure brand development is a midterm topic, is a long-term topic. In fact, many brands have invested over the years and to create the kind of position that they today command internationally as well as in India. We will also continue to invest in our brands with the objective that our brand should get a position in the market which is in line with the quality that we offer and in line with the products and differentiation that we are offering.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. So thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the good set of numbers. Sir, I have two questions. One is on power and fuel, which has, you know, improved significantly a quarter-on-quarter basis. And you also mentioned that your consumption cost has, you know, declined to 1.78 rupees per kcal. So I wanted to know, like, if there is any further room of improvement and if this number would sustain going ahead in coming quarters.
I'm requesting my colleague, Mr. Bhandari, to answer your question. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Look, you have to appreciate two things. Number one is that the consumption is based on weighted average cost of inventory we carry. The decline from 2.05 to 1.76 quarter on quarter is because the weighted average inventory carry cost has come down. Though the petcoke prices yesterday showed a declining trend from $120 to $110, yet as per our contract and pipeline, the fuel cost for this quarter on a weighted average basis based on the inventory and pipeline inventory would remain almost the same at about 1.76%. 1.76 rupees per kilocalorie. Am I clear to you?
Okay. So it wouldn't go down further, at least in...
That is what I wanted to caution you. If the petcoke prices have come down, our procurement prices in future will also come down. However, as I explained, the consumption is based on weighted average cost of inventory. So my inventory last quarter was at about 1.76 or 1.77. And based on the inventory which we have and the pipeline we have, it remains the same for this quarter. Next quarter, it will come down. But that will move in tandem with how the international prices of coal and petcoke changes. Another very interesting development is that the South Africans, because of the Red Sea turmoil, are not being able to ship it to Europe. So like Russia, they have started offering South African coal at a discount to international price to Indian consumers.
Okay.
So that may also play out, but it will all be next quarter. For this quarter, you please take my fuel cost at about 1.76 rupees per kilocalorie.
So the reason why I asked this is, I just wanted to know if we are off the, like we won't again see like 1650 per ton of power and fuel cost. And I understand the energy thing, come down.
That's what I'm saying. There are two, three levers in that. Please understand that increase in capacity utilization from 72% to 77% has its own cascading benefits on operating efficiency. Right? So, saying that it will go to 1650 or 1540 or 1450, I can't say that. I can say the general trend of a declining fuel cost because of increasing operating efficiency, which is linked to capacity utilization, and as Indy was suggesting, we are confident that 77% should go up only. It cannot come down. So, what kind of efficiency benefit we get by uptick in capacity utilization is very difficult to determine as of now. I can only assure you that two things will help in Q4. One is the fuel cost, but the consumption may decline because of increasing operating efficiency, and the power cost will go down because the 73 megawatts of green power commissioning in January will start giving us benefit in next 2 months.
Right.
So I must have better operating efficiency, better capacity utilization, and lower fuel cost, fuel and power cost. Now how it will play out, what will be the plant load factors of the renewables, it's very difficult to ascertain, but I'm fairly confident that at least this quarter performance should not deteriorate, it may only improve.
Okay. Perfect. Got it, sir. And just wanted to understand, wanted to know the CAPEX guidance for 25 and 26.
Now, let us put it like this. Post-Guntur commissioning, I'm not considering Guntur in this plan, we should be having a CAPEX about 12,500 crores up to 27. And I have 6,000 crore cash in my hand. So I will be needing about 6,500 crores, which should come from internal accruals only.
Okay, perfect. That answers my question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. Sir, is it possible this way we have shared the power revenue and EBITDA for the last quarter, can you share for this quarter?
Yes, the revenue is 350 crore and the EBITDA is about 10%. This is power only.
Okay, and for 9 months?
Arre bhai, 9 months to figure nikalna padega. Nahi, I have it, just give me a second.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the power revenue is 1173 crore.
Okay.
And the EBITDA will be in the range of 10% only, 9 to 10%. Last quarter it was about 9%. But some benefit has come up because of lower fuel cost. So it should be about 10%. You can take 10% as a benchmark.
Okay, got it. And sir, cement realization, you mentioned 3% up to for QQ. So it should be 4988 for this quarter, cement realization.
My dear friend, What is happening is because you did not have the power revenue number, you must have used the consolidated revenue divided by cement only. You knock off 350 from there and then see. The numbers are 5,006.
Okay, okay, got it. And if you can help us in terms of the timeline for all the ongoing expansion. So, Guntur, will it be starting this March, April?
Yes, this March itself, not April.
Okay, okay. And
I'll take you broadly through the numbers.
Yeah.
It should be 56 million ton by March 24.
Okay.
62 million by March 25.
Okay.
65 million by September 25.
Okay.
And March 27, I should be 75 million.
Okay. Okay. Got it. In terms of this, for the latest 3 MTPA RAS expansions, what would be the capex for that?
The capex for 3 million ton RAS will be about 600 CR because it's a brownfield.
Got it. I got it. So 9 months, how much capex?
Sorry, you had done in... Sir, may we please request you to rejoin to the...
Hello?
As there are several participants waiting for their time.
Hello? Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it is 2,600 CR.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. Next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please proceed.
Hi, Prateek.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Good evening. Sir, congratulations for great set of results.
Good. I'm happy you liked it.
So on your side, volume growth, we have like clearly outperformed the industry growth in this quarter at 11%.
One second, my dear friend. If you have a doubt on that number, please ask so. Or we are the best.
Yeah, so you are the best. So
thank you. Thank you.
How do we look at, next year is expected to be relatively dullier for the volume growth because of 1 or 2 quarters of impact of demand because of elections? How do we look at demand growth for our...
Let me put it like this. March 24, we should be certainly 35 million plus. March 25, we expect to touch the magic number of 40 million tons. The industry should go between 8 to 10%. So if I am 35.2 or something, I may be hardly 1% higher than the industry average growth rate.
Okay, 8 to 10% for this year. You?
Oh no, 8 to 10 next year. This year is gone. Yes, whatever. You want the number of this year? I can give you add 9 million to the number we have already published, and you will understand what the growth is. It will be 35+. So we will be at about 12%, 11 to 12%.
Okay, so 35, and next year 40 million tons. Okay, so we'll be growing a tad higher than the industry. If industry grows at 8 to 10%,
in line with the industry, that we should be about 12% this year. Yeah, hopefully.
And just on profitability, so we understand there's some price rollback in the current quarter, Q4. So
look, Prateek, let us understand like this. After all, it's a cyclical business, and it is completely dependent on the demand and supply in the market. And you might not have interacted with me earlier. We have never given any price guidance because price is not in the control of any manufacturer. We have always given cost guidance. I have already stated that my cost should tend to be lower because of the factors explained on fuel and other things. Now, it is your call completely as an equity analyst or a cement industry analyst to take a call on where the prices will go. We have never given any EBITDA guidance. We have never given any price guidance because EBITDA is a result of price minus cost. We give you cost guidance and we give you the general trend of cost. So please, I will not be in a position to give you a top line or a bottom line number. I can tell you how my cost should be.
And just on, while this question was discussed slightly earlier, on your premium product mix, how is that expected to flow into your EBITDA per ton?
Let us understand. The incremental revenue reflected in this quarter is because of a better product mix, lower logistic costs, and the higher capacity utilization. The same factors should play out because whatever game we have learned in last 6 to 9 months should only get improved, isn't it? Learning is a long learning curve. So it should improve, and we feel that on the cost front, there is no reason for us to believe that we will let you guys down. On the revenue, let the market take a call.
Sure, sir. These are my questions. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Jasandeep Singh Chadha from Nomura. Please proceed.
अरे चड्डा साहब तबीयत ठीक करो कॉन्फ्रेंस तो आपको यही मिल जाता कॉन कॉल ट्रांसक्रिप्ट
थैंक यू सो मच सर आई विल बी सून यू नो रिकवर फुली एंड कम बैक बट कांग्रेचुलेशन ऑन ग्रेट सेट ऑफ नंबर्स सर सर यू हैव एक्सप्लेन द पावर एंड स्टील कॉस्ट आई जस्ट वांटेड टू अंडरस्टैंड द लॉजिस्टिक कॉस्ट आई थिंक अ कपल ऑफ क्वार्टर्स बैक अ लॉट ऑफ इनिशिएटिव्स वर told to us that we'll be taking to reduce the logistical cost, one being putting up railway siding at various plants. So how's the progress on that if you know we can get an update?
Pehli baat to all of you have to appreciate that when there is a churn in the organization, it takes its own time to settle down and become stable.
Right.
On logistic front, what has really happened is that because of induction of professional managers, we have been able to cut on lead time, lead distance rather, and we have been able to optimize the cost also to some extent. As far as railway siding is concerned, we are progressing on it. I am on record with you that by March 27, we should be 80 to 90% dependent on our own railway siding. We are working on it. The progress is going on. Railway siding, the biggest hassle is acquiring that particular parcel of land, which becomes pricey because people know that you need that land. So we are working on it. Purulia, we should be able to, which is in East India, we should be able to complete it before September this year. And balance, I'll keep you updated. This is a quarter-on-quarter progress kind of a number. You can't pin me down, please. March 27 is the target.
Right, sir. So, thank you so much for that. And sir, one clarification I want. So by FY26 on 75 million ton capacity, we should have around 20.5 million ton in East. And on back of that, you have... Right, sir. And on back of that, the backing up clinker is around 9.2, 9.5 million ton. So, will we have a situation of clinker shortage, even 1.8 CPC also?
We have to understand. Duniya khatam nahi ho gayi na?
No, right, sir.
Theek hai na? To, aur 80 million ka target hai mera.
Right. And is there any preferred pecking order on that? Or you are still on the
ground? Pecking order to clear hai na, bhai? Kodla is number one.
Okay.
And second is, of course, Ras, my north plant. And
okay.
Another grinding unit, clinker, we will reassess the position because aap samjho ke jo east mein clinker add ho raha hai, wo 25-26 mein ho raha hai.
Right.
तो उसमें अपने पास टाइम है वो तो ब्राउन फील्ड है लाइम स्टोन का तो कोई कमी नहीं है 18 महीने में किल लग जाता है तो प्रॉब्लम क्या है दोस्त
No, I completely understand, sir. Thank you so much for this, sir, and I'll get back on the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Rajesh, how did you find the numbers?
Sir, fantastic numbers, sir. That is what I was trying to start with. It's a great set of numbers. Congratulations to the team.
Thank you.
Sir, could you share what was the trade mix and blended cement production in this quarter?
It was about 76-24, if I remember correctly.
Trade mix, okay. And blended?
Blended cement.
Yeah, blended cement share.
One second, yeah.
And also fuel mix.
अरे भाई देखो ऐसा है कि fuel mix का paper तो मेरे पास है. Yeah, last mix जा यू टू दिखाई.
Sure.
Yeah, so blending ratio was around 72% and our fuel mix for this quarter is 73% pet coke, coal 15% and alternative fuel around 11%.
Sir, this year, 9 months project, total capex you mentioned?
I said 2,600 crore.
2,600. And full year, how much will we spend, sir, this year?
मैं समझा नहीं, वापस बोलो भाई.
The remaining 3 months, how much capex we are envisaging and this 12,500 crore which will be subsequent for next 2-3 years, how will that?
In this quarter, we expect about 600-700 crore of capex.
Okay. And this 12,500 crore for next 3 years?
आप समझो. 6 million अगले साल ऐड कर रहा हूँ, एकदम सिंपल मैथ करते हैं अपन.
ठीक है.
टोटल 56 हो गया, 75 होता है, 18 मिलियन है.
राइट.
18 में ग्रीन फील्ड एसी है. तो 18 मिलियन जाने तो ग्रीन फील्ड ब्राउन फील्ड के चक्कर में नहीं लगते अपन. 12,500 डिवाइडेड बाय 18 इंटू 6 मिलियन टन नेक्स्ट ईयर.
ओके.
9 मिलियन टन 25 एंड 6 आप समझ लो 26-27. तो वन थर्ड ले लो आप, 12,000 का 4,500 के करीब आएगा.
4,500 करोड़ के. ओके. ओके. एंड सर ये जिस लॉजिस्टिक्स कॉस्ट विच यू मेंशन्ड, यू ऑलरेडी एड्रेस्ड दैट दिस इज नाउ बिकॉज ऑफ योर वेरियस इनिशिएटिव्स एंड दिस नंबर should remain steady?
For this quarter, yes, I am telling you that this number should remain steady.
Okay.
It
will not improve. Incrementally it can only go down. Is that understanding right?
Look at the element. Mere cost mein kya elements hai bhai? The most important element is fuel, power and logistic.
Okay.
Fuel abhi to declining trend dikh raha hai. पावर मेरा ग्रीन एनर्जी या रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी का पोर्टफोलियो बढ़ता जा रहा है. लॉजिस्टिक पे हम काम कर रहे हैं, रेलवे भी आ जाएगा एक प्लांट पे, तो डिक्लाइन ही रहना चाहिए. पर भाई अब ये सब डिफिकल्ट है, ये सब आप लोग क्वार्टर ऑन क्वार्टर हम लोग से अपडेट लोगे तो बेटर रहेगा.
ग्रेट सर. एंड लास्टली कुड यू शेयर व्हाट हैज बीन द डिमांड ट्रेंड इन दी ईस्ट मार्केट and north markets during the quarter, your assessment of demand, industry demand?
Mr. Jaju will address this. I'm handing it to him.
Sure. I see.
The demand trend in the last quarter was the best was there in North India. East was a bit weak. So, the demand grew by around, so our sales grew by around more than 10% in North. And in East, it was around 2-3%. South,
okay.
The growth was around 10%.
South including West.
South and West is included. South and West
together. Okay.
Yes. So, this is on a sequential basis. And if you consider on a year-on-year basis also, North was the best performing market with around 12-13% growth. Similar was South. And East was a bit down at around 7-8%. Overall, the growth was around 11%.
Great. So, East also you witnessed 7-8% growth.
Yes.
Okay. And industry, what would have been the numbers broadly? Is there any understanding on the industry for East?
I don't have the individual region-wise number, but I think the growth will be, overall the growth is around 8% or so.
7 or south west, both south and west together.
Great. Yes, sir. I think that's all from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. A couple of questions. One on just, I'm not sure if I missed it, but any comments on the income tax demand that we saw the notification? Can you provide any comments on your side?
Mr. Jain, you will appreciate that we are covered under LODR. Any development on that part legally requires me to send a disclosure within 24 hours to stock exchanges. If we have not sent a disclosure, then obviously we don't know. And no development has taken place to the best of our knowledge.
Okay. Secondly, on the cash position, can you give us some details on
6,000 crore as on 31st December.
6,000 crore. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gagan V, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, please.
Mr. Gagan, your line is unmuted. Please proceed.
Hello. Ranjan here.
Ali, Ranjan ji, sir, boliye.
Hello. Very good set of numbers, sir. I'm a very long-term investor for 33 years in a company. I appreciate the company because due to capacity increase, the sales should grow, not due to the price increase. And I find the depreciation is about 1104. It has decreased for the 9 months from 1104 to 986. What are the reasons? And what is the cost per unit of the cement produced? Have you started reducing like that? And what will be the current year, current next quarter also will be much better than the present one. That is what I believe. And I appreciate the dividend aspect of it. A company like ours should be difficult when I asked for a split, something like that. See, okay, in the dividend front, you are given a good dividend. I appreciate that. I wish you all the best, sir. I don't have any questions. Okay. Cash conversion cycle also, how many number of days can you tell me that?
Just give me 2 minutes. Let me address one question at a time.
Yeah, sorry.
As far as depreciation is concerned, please note that Nawalgarh got commissioned officially. Commercial production started on 22nd January. So no depreciation has been reflected in the 9 months period. For the period, in this quarter, you will have a much lumpier depreciation number because of Nawalgarh and commissioning of Guntur.
Correct.
Okay, this is one part of the story. The second one was, can you please repeat your questions because I tend to forget what all you had asked.
That is per unit of cement, how much current is electricity units consumed?
Units is about, you mean the power units?
Oh yeah, power units.
About
68. Very good, very good. Fantastic, no doubt. Uh-huh. And what about the cash conversion cycle? I mean, how many number of days?
We should be at about 72.
That is the industry standard or?
Well, we have not compared. We will get back to you, Mr. Gagandeep, if you can send a mail to the CFO of the company.
I'm not Gagandeep. I'm Rangan from shareholder. Gagandeep, okay? Sorry.
I'm sorry, because he had introduced somebody as Gagandeep.
I'm Rangan, R-A-N-G-A-N. Okay, I'm a shareholder.
Yes, Mr. Rangan. Because I was also wondering, Gagandeep is a North Indian name and your accent was South Indian, so I was kind of confused, but I can find it. The cash conversion, please send a mail to CFO and you'll see that it gets replied tomorrow because you want me the industry norms also, which I don't have ready.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Devesh Agarwal from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, a couple of questions. First, on the branding, if you could share, are we kind of folding some of our brands into this new brand strategy that we have of Bangur and Bangur Magna? So, some of our premium brand, are we folding into that?
अरे एक मिनट आप सर ऐसा पहले क्लियर हो जाइए। एमडी साहब ने एक्सप्लेन किया कि जो हमारे वो जंग रोधक था, जो रॉक स्ट्रॉन्ग था, वो श्री रॉक स्ट्रॉन्ग श्री जंग रोधक बगड़ समथिंग ऐसा था। अभी क्लास बने सब प्रोडक्ट तो वही है, बट इंस्टेड ऑफ द नेम श्री वी आर यूजिंग बांगर एज द मेन एज द जेनरिक नेम एंड देन वी आर क्लासिफाइंग ऑल दीज प्रोडक्ट। मैग्ना इज अ न्यू इंट्रोडक्शन, मैग्ना इज ओनली फॉर प्रीमियम क्वालिटी सीमेंट।
So Rupon will continue, sir?
No, at the moment we have three variants at one price point, which is Jang Rothak, Power Max, and Rockstrong. We have then premium as Bangla.
Understood. And sir, second question, if you could share the geo mix in the quarter, that will be helpful.
Yes, Mr. Jaggi will give it to you.
Yeah, the geo mix for the current quarter is roughly 60% is from north, around 28-29% is from east, and roughly 12% is from south.
Okay, sir. And lastly, sir, we see this stock in purchase of 50 odd crore in the quarter. So in the past, you had told us that there are some coal shipments that we have in sell, which gets reflected in this line item. So what was in this in this quarter?
Yeah, for last quarter it was pertaining to some coal sale, but this time the 52 crore, yes, it is some for some clinker purchase.
For clinker purchase.
Yeah.
Understood. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. So on the cost per se, there is obviously a big decline in freight. You mentioned that it is because of lead distance. What was the lead distance in the quarter, and what would have been in the previous quarter or last year?
Look, I think previous quarter was about 472, and this quarter it has come to about 448.
Okay, and is there any expectation of it to come down further?
Obviously, everybody is working on that, my friend. And biggest advantage will be when we commission our grinding units in diverse geographical locations. The idea, you see, grinding units are wheel and spoke only. So the number of spokes you increase, your lead distances go down.
Right. And also on this power as well as the coal trading that has happened. So on coal, like it was a one-off, right? I mean, so going ahead.
We belong to the philosophy that money doesn't make anybody's pocket heavy. We got an opportunity, we did it. If we get another opportunity, we'll try to do it. But that is not the focus area.
Okay, sure. And power car, what was the sale in this quarter, number of units?
Number of units, so by name alone, 350 crore hai. So, hoga kuch yaar. Ye to data mil jayega, aapko bhej dunga main.
Okay. And lastly, ye jo south mein the plants that are coming up, Dakshatali and all, so usme like what will be the target market? Because why I ask that is generally like those markets in Andhra and all have been earning lower margin per se. What will be the pricing or branding strategy when you go into those markets?
Amit, aap do cheez samajh lo. Ek to Guntur hai, to Guntur ki charo taraf aap 450 kilometer ka circuit pe ek circle draw karo. With a Gaya 500 kilometer. That is the natural market. 448 का मेरा लीड डिस्टेंस है, तो मान लो 2 मिलियन टन 3 मिलियन टन जो भी गुंटूर में बनाऊंगा उसमें 500 भी किया तो वो 448 का एवरेज के अंदर तो 449 ही होगा, उससे ज्यादा तो फर्क आएगा नहीं। बट द आइडिया इज कि आप किसी भी सीमेंट प्लांट का जब मार्केट एसेस करने की कोशिश करो तो 450 to 500 इज द मैक्सिमम लीड डिस्टेंस यू कैन ट्रांसपोर्ट इकोनॉमिकली। Am I clear to you?
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
So, in that sense, the market is defined. अभी आपको स्पेसिफिक डिटेल्स चाहिए स्टेट वाइज तो मार्केटिंग वालों से पूछ के बता दूंगा भाई। हमको तो ये मालूम है कि भाई 500 से ज्यादा का लीड डिस्टेंस होने का, क्योंकि दैट कॉस्ट इकोनॉमिक्स डिटेरियरेट। तो प्लांट तो भैया पैसा बनाने के लिए लगाया है, क्या करें।
एंड जस्ट लास्ट क्वेश्चन, यू आर क्लोज टू रीचिंग 80 मिलियन टन नाउ, so based on your current limestone reserves and all, like what is the further scope for brownfield left now, like in all these
areas? गए वो अमित कभी हमारे राज
लेके जाइए, मैं चलता हूँ।
तो आओ किसी दिन आके और तुमको एक पहाड़ी दिखाएंगे। वो पहाड़ क्या है? कुछ नहीं है, लाइमस्टोन है। तो आके देखोगे ना तो इतना मान लो कि 50 साल के लाइमस्टोन रिजर्व बिना आप काम नहीं करते। 50 साल इज द मिनिमम बेंचमार्क टू सेट अप अ कैपेसिटी, क्योंकि यू मेक मच मोर मनी बाय मल्टीप्लाइंग एट द सेम साइट, दैट बिकम्स अ ब्राउनफील्ड एक्सपेंशन। तो 50 का यदि मेरे पास रिजर्व है तो भाई उस हिसाब से अपने को काम करना है। तो यदि जैसे गुंटूर के अंदर है तो 2 मिलियन का ही खिन लगा रहे हैं, 3 मिलियन सीमेंट है। तो लाइफ स्टोर उस हिसाब से है कि वहाँ एक्सपेंड करना हो तो 1-2 मिलियन और लग जाएगा, 2 मिलियन 1.5 मिलियन। अब ये तो मैंने स्टडी नहीं किया है। तो जनरली 50 साल के रिजर्व बिना हम काम नहीं करते, आप लाइमस्टोन की जनता ना करें।
ठीक है, आई विल कनेक्ट विद यू वंस अगेन लेटर।
या श्योर,
थैंक यू। नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ राशि चोपड़ा फ्रॉम सिटी ग्रुप, प्लीज प्रोसीड।
Thank you. Just most of my questions are answered. Just on the green power, what was the percentage in this quarter?
We are at about 58%.
58%. And the 73 megawatts that you added is, how
is this? This is January only, Rashi.
So this is waste heat or?
No, these are renewables. Namalgarh is there, so Namalgarh waste heat is there, which is 33 megawatt is the solar in Namalgarh. Okay, 33 megawatt, sorry, I stand corrected. 33 megawatt of waste heat recovery in Namalgarh and 40 is solar.
And I think I missed this in the beginning, how much more is getting added over the course of the next 2 years?
Well, we are going to add about 133 megawatts of additional capacity, out of which whatever is tied up with the kilns, they would be there, and I can give you the exact numbers. One second. In 25, solar will be 44.5, 6.1, 52
megawatts.
In 24-25, 52 megawatts of solar.
Okay.
Nothing in wind. And 33 megawatts of waste heat.
Okay.
This is it. There is one, 24. And please remember the 73 is not the end of this financial year. We are expecting to commission a 6 megawatt wind power at Maharashtra. So this year total addition on green energy, sustainable energy, whatever you want to call, will be about 80 megawatt and 133 next year.
Sorry, the 133 next year, I just have a breakup of 52 as solar and 33 as...
No. One second. 52 plus 33. Yes. 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 33. Na? The total is 25, 33 and 52. And this is what you understand. 133 will be commissioned in 133.
Total. Okay. Okay. And just one more question. What was your premium product percentage this quarter?
It was north of 11%, I think.
Okay. And the FY25, the target is 15%, right?
Yes, please.
FY25 is 15%, the target.
15 ho jaye to kisko banaya.
One would hope and one would try, but We can't give you numbers as you said.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prateek Maheshwari from HSBC Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of results. Sir, I had a question on the premium brands and the brand revamp that has happened recently. So one of the comments earlier made was that there is a brand recall that is increasing. The other thing is also the quality that has improved. So on the quality aspect, I just wanted to ask, what has changed and like if that would also result in an increase in cost, making the final cement or something like that. And that is one aspect. Also, sir, when I see the brand Magna versus a big brand, the price difference is closer to 55-60 rupees per bag. And when I compare it with the other players, they have a premium brand over at 30-35 rupees per bag high. So about double the gap difference. So is that sustainable? How are you guys looking at it, sir? That was my first question.
So the premium price gap with your base product for across geographies is based on what kind of a market pool you are able to create. We are today anchoring it at a certain level. You have seen that about 50 odd rupees, 50, 55 rupees higher. And we are seeing some, I would say, encouraging results. And this is a journey. This is a journey as the brand equity develops. We would also be investing in what more we can do on the product quality, or more we can do on the services, what more we can do on other parts. And as it develops, then over a period of time, this price will stabilize. So what we are seeing today is the first level anchoring of that price in the various markets. But this question would be better answered in about 1 year time of where it is settling, where is it that we are able to create a better value of both volumes and the price. Okay?
Yeah. So on the same answer, to ask on the quality question, sir, does the quality improvement also driving
cost improvement? Quality is a continuous journey. It's a journey which, as we said in the conference call last time also, what we have done is to create a very strong set of proper function of R&D at our head office, and the purpose is to initiate those actions by which we are able to improve quality while not increasing the cost. Increasing the cost and improving the quality is a very very easy one. But our challenge is that, and that we are addressing through our R&D, of how do you increase quality, going beyond what has been done by many other years, without increasing the cost of the product. Yeah.
Okay. Sir, the other question that I wanted to ask was only your capacity footprint, which will kind of increase from around 50 to 77 million tons. You rightly said that increased grinding unit footprint will drive down the lead distance. As of the moment, sir, you know what the footprint is and how the footprint is changing. So any targeted reductions in lead distance from the current 470 levels that you guys have already mapped?
Look, my friend, we have already reduced it by about 25 kilometers. Major reduction will come on commissioning of our various grinding units. However, we have got a highly professional logistics team now who are continuously trying to improve on the lead distances. It is also dependent on what is the trade-off or delta in profitability between premium cement and our standard quality cement. If I make the name of the game is make money. The lead distances and other things are explanation to cost. If by sending to a higher distance we are making more money because the realization is better, we are not averse to that. Neither you should be, because the bottom line of symmetry matters. So all these finer details, as the business model of premium cement itself is evolving, you will have to keep on checking with us on these parameters quarter on quarter, and we'll be happy to report. They will get reflected in our bottom line. But abhi kya aap target kar rahe hain, kaise jayega, kahan jayega, कि भैया इतना बोलना बड़ा मुश्किल है. इंडिया इज वन बट ईच रीजन हैज इट्स ओन डायनामिक, ओन मार्केट, ओन काइंड ऑफ प्रीमियम एंड नॉन प्रीमियम सीमेंट. अभी अभी मैं आपको इफ आई टेल यू यू विल बी सरप्राइज, द हाईएस्ट परसेंटेज ऑफ प्रीमियम सीमेंट बीइंग सोल्ड इन इंडिया इज इन अ स्टेट कॉल्ड बिहार. Of all manufacturers, they sell highest premium cement in Bihar. We to surprising hai na? But hey.
Sir, okay, sir. Another just on the AFR targets. I think you had interim target of 15%. Just where are we on AFR usage as of now?
Look, alternative fuel or TSR, whatever you want to call it. Is completely dependent on the cost economics. By doing TSR, whether we save, we don't save, or what kind of risk are associated with handling those AFRs, it depends on period to period. Yes, we are committed towards a better or a more sustainable operation environmentally, but we were nothing 5 years between. In my previous innings with the company, we did not even think of alternative fuel and all these things. As the model developed, we also started getting accustomed to all this and we have started working on it. Now let us see.
I mean, as the fuel has fallen to 1.8 or something, is it kind of not making making much lesser sense now because a lot of other players have...
No, please understand. You grant us only this much that we have enough commercial prudence to do a AFR only if it is commercially viable.
Yep. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions. Thank you so much for being okay.
Naveen, the Mr. Nakuri has to leave for airport. Is it okay? Naveen?
Yusuf?
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take this as the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you very much, my dear friends. It was a pleasure interacting with you after a long time. Let us do it more often. And thank you indeed for your good words. Thanks.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect.